Taylor Swift. 5, 4.
Said someday I'll be living in a big old city, but all you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so
me?
Yeah!
It's like you're good or something.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with country artist Clayton Anderson.
Yeah, what's up everybody?
So, are you country or a little bit rock and roll?
Well,
now?
You know, I would say, you know, because I'm from Indiana, I would say we're a little bit Midwestern rock and roll.
Okay, Midwestern. I was looking at your Insta bio and yeah. I was like, ooh, am I wrong?
No, I'd say, I mean, you know, I think like it's country. I mean, it's country music is so, it's kind of everything right now. I mean, even Marshmello got a country song on there with Kane Brown. So it's everything. But we're kind of more, we kind of come from that John Mellencamp and Bob
Seger.
Yeah,
I love John Mellencamp.
So yeah, so that's kind of, I would say that's kind of more our vein.
Okay, cool. So tell me a little bit about you for like people that don't know. Mm-hmm. You're from Bedford, right?
Yeah, Indiana. Bedford, Indiana. Limestone capital of the world. Yeah, come on with it. I mean, you go quarry jumping. That was like our swimming pool. You go swim in it. And the Empire State Building literally came.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the stone from the Empire State Building. All that stone came from right out of my backyard.
Wow. Okay, so how did you get into music? Hank was kind of filling me in.
Yeah.
Who is would be a great manager, by the way.
Yeah, Hank not
or
only,
publicist. Like, if that's in your future, I don't know, Hank.
Not only can Hank play the guitar really well, but yeah, he's a little hustler.
He really, like, set this up. I was like, I don't know if we were talking about my podcast, and he was like, oh, you should get Clayton on. And I was like, sure, I'd love to. Literally the next day, he's like, okay, he's ready. I was like, okay. Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to everyone of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
I love it.
So how did you get into country music and just like singing all around?
Yeah, it was all kind of by accident, really. I got to Indiana University and couldn't really get girls' attention. So I picked up the guitar and we started playing on the couch. And then,
oh, really?
Yeah. And then next thing I know, like some band canceled last minute. And I knew the bar owner and he's like, hey, why don't you come in and play? Which we sucked. We were so bad. We were terrible.
But, so did you form a little band?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It was just me and my roommate. We just had like two guitars and we went in there and was just banging it out.
Yeah.
I think we only had like 10 songs. So we had to play them over and over and over again. But it was fun. And I kind of got hooked and then I kept making excuses of wanting to do it and wanting to play music, but my friends and family were like, when are you gonna grow up? When are you gonna get a real job? So it was kind of a battle. It's a real struggle. there for a little bit.
Uh-huh. And how did you get involved in the Kenny Chesney competition?
That was just random. I was doing some landscaping to get, I don't know, just, you know, what you do in college, mow yards in the summer. And
yeah,
this gal came out and she was like, hey, you should enter this Kenny Chesney contest. And I was like, I went home and I looked it up, and we ended up entering in Cincinnati, which I didn't even know what, it was like a Battle of the Bands type thing. I didn't even know what the Battle of the Bands was. I didn't know if we were going to fight each other what, but we ended up winning. And from that moment forward, I was like, you know what? I want to really give this a go. I want to give this a try.
I love that.
Yeah. I didn't want to be a grumpy old man sitting on my porch one day being like, oh man, what if?
So give me the details. Like, what did you have to do? Did you end up winning?
Yeah, we ended up winning.
Give me the tea.
Yeah, we won the competition. So then we had like most of those.
What do you mean, your band from the roommate band?
Yeah, my college band.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and we had a couple original songs that were not really that good, but we got in there and I don't even know how we won. I still can't believe we won.
Was it judges, kind of like American Idol?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They had a radio guy from the big radio station over there,
B105. And was this like on TV?
No. It was just on, it was on broadcast through the radio station.
Okay.
And then it was at a local bar over there in Cincinnati. And they had a guy from Kenny Chesney's team, management team, some local personality girl, and then a radio DJ. And we ended up winning the thing. And I was like, and it was crazy because we got a whole month until we played. Like most of the times these set up and like you play the next day.
Yeah.
So we milked the time out of this thing.
Really?
We actually got one of the songs that was our original song on the radio on this huge radio station because I just kept calling over and over.
How did you like essentially pop off? Like, what was your turning point where you're like, wow, I can make this into a career?
Yeah, I think shortly after that I was like, hey, we have to, because we were a really crappy cover band. We were playing a bunch of 90s and 80s songs, and I was like, I don't really want to be a cover band the rest of my life. So if we're going to make big bucks, if we're going to get crazy big, we've got to start doing our own music. So right after that Kenny Chesney thing, I was like, look, we're going to play all of our songs. We're going to fill in some cover songs here and there just for fun, the songs that we really like. And it just, I don't know, after that, it kind of gave us some legitimacy, I think. And people were like, oh, man, these guys are good. Because everything in life is like, I feel like you have to have one person that says you're good. And then everybody else starts believing you're good.
Got it. So were your parents, like, supportive of you? Or were they like, what the heck is he doing? Or stuff like that?
I'd say at first, my dad was very concerned because he's very conservative. He's, you know, what are you going to do? How are you going to make money? What's like, what are you going to do with your life?
Like, what do you think would be the perfect job in his head for you to be doing?
I don't think he'd have anything. I could be a factory worker. I could be a janitor. I could be Wall Street CEO.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter as long. He just didn't see music as a viable form of income, really, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of people saw me I was just dicking around and playing, but really it was a really passionate, it takes a lot of effort and work. And then finally my dad saw how much work, and one time I remember specifically my mom told him, she's like, hey, he's not asking you for money anymore, so
there you go.
Yeah, just chill out.
Yeah,
so it's all right.
Wow, so what is what's your biggest original song that really popped off first?
I'd say this song called California Sunshine, I guess, because it was the song that won. I mean, it was just like California.
The competition.
Yeah, yeah, okay. One of the Kenny Chesney competition.
Got it.
And it's such a cheesy little song. I actually wrote it in the library when I was at IU. But then I went to Nashville like soon after that. I was like, look, I've got to get down here. And we went in and recorded a bunch of songs. And Hank's favorite song, Shotgun Rider, which a lot of people.
I love that song.
A lot of people. So that was a really good one. And then the local radio station in town started playing songs like that one, and a song called Summer Sun. And we just really went out and hustled. I thought I was going to get this record deal once we made the record, Torn Jeans and Tailgates. And I was like, oh, heck, everybody's going to love it.
I literally have that CD.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I thought it was really good, and everyone in Nashville said I sounded like Luke Bryan, so I couldn't get a sniff from anybody.
Nobody. Too much like Luke Bryan.
Yeah, no one would give me a shot, and it was so disappointing because I thought it was going to happen, and then
What does that mean, though? Like, no one would give you a shot. Like, what, were you just walking into, like, agencies and stuff? Or what were you trying? I don't know the music world.
Well, that's the biggest lesson I learned. The first lesson I learned is that they have no soliciting signs on their door.
Oh, and you were really just walking in.
Yeah, it really means no soliciting.
So give me, like, your funniest story.
The best story that when I first went to Nashville, we had these shitty manila envelopes. And we would take them around and... The one bar, we went to a venue. We were trying to get some venues to play, and then we were also going to offices, publishing houses, record labels, anything that looked music, we were going. And the one place we went to was a place called The Basement, which is a really famous Jack White from the White Stripes, and that was like his really big hangout at the time. Like, he still hangs out there. But we went in there, and I dropped our envelope off with our music and our bio and all that stuff, because this was back in like 2009. This was before we could just, everybody did everything on there. This is when you really had to hustle.
Yeah, no kidding.
And
door to door.
Yeah, so we dropped it off, and then we went around. We spent the rest of the day, and everyone was so nice. Everyone was smiling. Oh, we're so glad you're here.
Yeah.
Welcome to town. Welcome to Nashville. And a friend from my hometown actually was playing there that night. So we went back.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so we went back, and he introduces me to this guy who owns the place. His name's Grimey. He introduces me to him after the show. He's like, hey, my buddy Clayton came in and dropped off his music. You should really give it a listen and check it out. And he literally picks it up out of the trash can. Hadn't been opened yet.
And out of the trash can?
Yeah, hadn't even been opened. They just tossed it straight to the trash can. I looked at my buddy. I was like, we wasted our entire day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a waste.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no soliciting really means no one's going to listen to you. You have to have a friend. You have to have an in.
Yeah. So how did you get, like, your in?
You know, I think randomly, just by being around, this is going to sound really terrible, but hanging out at bars.
Yeah.
I mean, every country singer and songwriter drinks, and they're out at the bar afterwards. Yeah. We'd always hang out at this bar called the Tin Roof. And you just meet somebody and you kind of grow together. Like, I was, you know, I kind of got into, me and Cole Swindell and a bunch of guys were friends, and then a lot of the guys I was hanging out with have really went on to become crazy successful. I'm plugging away. I ain't got my shot yet.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Is the music industry all about who you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's so political. I mean, just like in everything in life, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's a matter. It doesn't really matter what grade you make. It matters.
Yeah.
Who's going to help you and
get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
So who, I would imagine you've met some cool people along the way.
Oh, yeah.
Who are, like, some of the coolest people you've met or that you have loved to meet and stuff like that?
I would say the coolest person I met would probably be Justin Timberlake.
Uh-huh.
He was really, really cool. Like,
how'd you meet him?
They wanted to sign us to a record deal.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's epic.
Yeah, it didn't end up happening.
Uh-huh.
I was bad managed. I don't know what it was. Who knows what it was, but just didn't end up happening. And then, but he's so cool, nice. Like, he's like a real person. It just blows my mind that a guy who could be a star from since he was a little kid.
So down to earth.
Yeah, it could be that real, which is, I think, because he's got a really cool group of people around him. Who else? Garth Brooks was really awesome.
Really?
Oh,
that's good
yeah.
to hear.
He was crazy. But the person I got most, like, the only person I've ever really got starstruck over is Dolly Parton.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you meet her?
We were doing this CMA red carpet thing.
Yeah.
And we were backstage at the CMAs and we were interviewing people and she's walking through and I thought she was going to come over and let us interview her because we were doing it for ABC. And I was like, oh, oh my. And her and her boot, her and her big boots just kept walking by. And I was like, oh, that big hair and the big wigs. And then, but man, she was.
Does she look like she does? On TV and stuff in person.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 100% Dolly. Yeah. And she is the biggest star I've ever met. I mean, she is a star.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like,
I feel like there's people that are like stars and then there's like famous people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep. She made everybody stop. I mean, even I can't remember who was back there. I had somebody that had just won an award. They were like, I was like, I know.
Really?
It's Dolly.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I have a few questions about, so you write your songs.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's awesome. So, do you write about girls?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pull from them relationships,
okay,
you know?
I have to know, when you write songs about girls, like, do the girls you write about know that it's about them? Like, do they ever reach out to you?
Sometimes, it just depends. Sometimes I don't even want the girl to know it's about them because I don't want to give her the satisfaction that it's about. You know what I mean? It's like, most of the time it's already over and then you write it. Sometimes it just depends. Like if you're in a happy relationship at the time, then you'll get a nice, happy. It can ebb and flow, really. And sometimes I'll take different pieces from different things.
From different, like, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had someone reach out to you and be like, is this song about me? I know the song's about me.
Yeah. What I love is when a girl thinks it's about her and it ain't.
And
it's not about her. And I'm like, oh, come on, Sal. Come on, Karen. That ain't about you.
That's hilarious. So you really had people like reach out.
And the best thing when people reach out is like, I've heard I dated this girl and that girl, and I'm like, I don't even know who that girl is.
Yeah,
that's good stuff too.
I've just always wondered that about musicians, like if that happens all the time, because I know I would write about like guys.
Oh yeah, you have to. I mean, because everything when you're writing songs, it's about you have to pull from what you know and past experiences, and you know, I think most emotion comes from relationship-y type stuff.
Got
so,
it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
That I've ever heard or that I've ever written?
That you've ever written.
Oh, man. Maybe this new song we're getting ready to put out in January, mid-January,
ooh,
called Tennessee Take Me Down.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. I think maybe that one.
Why?
It's just a little deeper than I've ever. It's a little darker. It's a little deeper than I've ever gone.
Okay.
Usually
sad
I'm
boy
pretty.
Hours.
Yeah. 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 Usually I'm just happy and fun and.
Got it.
But this was a little. This is a little darker. So this. I don't know.
Okay.
New.
Is this the one you recorded in L.A.?
No. This. Well, part of it we did.
Okay.
We recorded part of it in L.A. Actually, most of it. This one was recorded in L.A. Actually.
Why did you record in L.A.?
I got really fed up with the music business. Honestly, I was almost ready to quit. I was just like 2 minutes from like, I'm
really?
Done. Yeah. And I wasn't having fun playing anymore. It wasn't really, it just wasn't fun. And I got,
why?
Just when you're on the road all the time, it's just, if you're, the band that I had with me at the time just, it was just a paycheck for them.
It wasn't like a passion thing.
Yeah, it became just a bunch of complaining, and it just wears you out after a while. Because being in a car, I mean, we ride in a van for hours at a time.
Yeah, I can't even.
And I love those guys, and I still love anyone. I mean, anybody that's ever played with me, like we're still friends, and it's still awesome. But it can get hard sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that I'm a butthead to be around too. Hank maybe can even tell you about it. Hank, am I a butthead?
No.
He's getting nervous. He's stuttering over there.
Maybe like 1% of the time.
Oh, yeah. I'll take 1%.
Yeah. So you recorded part of Tennessee and then Run Wild in L.A.?
Yeah, Run Wild we did all in L.A. Tennessee, actually, we pretty much everything, we could just say it was all done in L.A. I just got with my friends, Bryce Fox and Daniel Weber, who went to IU.
This is Indiana guys?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to meet them.
Yeah, you should.
I need to meet them.
They're awesome. They're so fun. And
they're talented.
And they've got their own thing going. They have their own projects that are really, really good. But we actually, me and Bryce were supposed to write in Nashville, and he was living in L.A. at the time, and I thought, oh man, I can't cancel on him. I woke up so hungover and tired. I drove in from like a 7-hour drive from Chicago and I was exhausted. And it turns out he was exhausted because he flew in from like Sweden or something. Uh-huh. So he's feeling jet lag. So we almost were like going to cancel on each other. And we ended up writing this song that's going to come out the spring or the summer, probably sometime. I don't think, you know, I don't think I've told anybody this, but it's called, it's, well, I don't know. Should I tell them what song it is?
Sure.
Yeah, right. Tell the TK's Juicy Poll listener.
All right, let's get that juicy information.
Yeah,
out
let's
there.
Get that juice.
It's all about that juice. We were sitting there. And I was like, dude, I'm struggling hard. I'm struggling. So I was like, I'm on the struggle bus. So we wrote this song called The Struggle Bus.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. It is going to be a smash. It's going to be so good, and I'm trying really hard right now to get like Nelly to get on it. Cause that
oh
would
my gosh,
be,
I'll tweet him.
That would be so sick. It would be so sick if we could get him. Cause I got to sing with him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw
you got your
story.
You got your NASCAR jacket on, but yeah, we were down there for the NASCAR awards and stuff.
Oh
so.
My god!
It would be so dope if we could get it. It would be so juice.
It would be very juicy.
Yeah.
Well, do you know the song Juice by Lizzo?
Yeah,
you should cover that.
Yeah, actually,
like
that's a good idea.
So
that's actually a really good
That'd
idea.
Be so
she's
good.
Crushing it.
Oh, she's killing it.
She is crushing it.
She, I remember when she, her song Good as Hell was in the Amy Schumer I Feel Pretty movie, and I was like, this girl's going to blow up.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't even know that. I'm going to have to go back. I've seen that.
It was in the credits.
Really?
Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell.
Yeah.
That song. It was in the end, and I was like, oh my God, I need this song. And Truth Hurts. I mean, now everyone knows that song and stuff. Girls die for that song.
Yeah.
Girls love that song. So
I'm gonna have to go back and take some notes, maybe write some stuff like that.
But I hope you get Nelly on it.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. And even if we don't, I think it's gonna be really good. We've tried to put our own team together. Like I've gotten really more excited, you know, I'm rambling about this story, but we got out there and, you know, we wrote this great song and we tested it on some sorority girls and I was like, oh man, hey, we got something. So I
they loved it.
Yeah.
Really?
They
absolutely loved it. So I called Bryce. I was like, hey, we got something. I want to make this, but I want to make the demo and record the record with you guys. I don't want to do it in Nashville. I don't really want to screw it up. So that's kind of how we ended up out in L.A. doing it. And I kept trying to push them. I was like, hey, don't worry about making it country. My voice will make it country. I can't change.
Got it.
So I think it's...
Well,
I
know. Now with like Lil Nas X and stuff, country's just like all over.
Yeah, it's everything. I don't even think genres are just there to make money, to keep the labels in order. I think if you can just make great music and come up with some kind of stunt to get it out into the world.
Got it. So it has a little flair to it. It's not as country, would you say?
Yeah, I would say the Tennessee song that we're coming out with is going to be very poppy. It's got we tested it on. We were going to this Big Ten bar crawl in Manhattan Beach.
Oh my gosh, I almost went to that.
Yeah, it's so fun. You missed out. You missed out.
I would have known.
You missed out.
I went there at night. I went to American Junkie.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it, I wish I would have known you.
It was fun. I want to go back again.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. We met so many people, but on the drive down, we sampled it on some IU girls that were in the car. They're like, oh my gosh, is this the new Marshmello? And I'm like, yes.
No way.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So how do you get someone like Nelly or Marshmello or someone, like how do you get them to be on a song?
It's all money.
Really?
It's all about money and politics. And if you're on a record label, it's a lot easier. We don't have a record label. We're still completely independent. But I think we're really going to blow some things up with... I've hired some ex-label people.
Yeah.
And some of the people that were at the top of their game. So we're really going to make as big a push. And I've tried to get some investors because it's all about money.
Yeah. So do people like Nelly, are they like, okay, my rate is this for a feature?
Yeah. A lot of people are
Got
like
it.
That. I think, I can't remember, somebody was like $1 million.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think, what's that girl's name? Oh,
Cardi?
Yeah.
You don't want Cardi on your song for $1 million? Come on, Clayton.
Oh, no. She scares me sometimes.
I love her. Okay, cool. So, Run Wild's out.
Yeah, Run Wild's out. We put it out last May during the Indy 500, which was so cool.
I love the cover art.
Oh, thank you.
So sick.
Thank you. Some people were telling me it wasn't good.
No. If you ever want like to ask for an opinion, please send it my way.
All right, you're gonna be my new screen test.
I'll ask some of my LA gals.
All right, yeah, I loved it too. I was so happy with it, and I was so happy with the song. But again, that shows you kind of the politics of the music business. We didn't really put any money into it at all.
Yeah.
We just kind of tried to do it virally and just spread it amongst our friends and. I was so bummed when it wouldn't even get on a playlist. We were doing really, really well out of the gate, and we just couldn't. The playlists are where you can be discovered.
Well, can I give you an idea?
Yeah.
You should get one of your next like big song. You should get it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because first of all, that's how like I learn of so many new songs.
Really?
Yeah. And also, I feel like because the song is like replayed a gazillion times for people trying to learn the dance.
Yeah.
Like you should pay almost like a TikToker or like an influencer to like make a dance to your song. So then like everyone wants to learn the dance.
That's a great idea.
And then like on TikTok, because like I rewatched the dances like 80 million times and you like hear the song. So then you memorize it.
Yeah.
So and then it gets that many plays.
I like
it. So you should consider.
I like it. We
should
do a lot of cool. We do a lot of cool stuff with a couple of these other songs. I don't know if it'll fit with the Tennessee song, but the next two songs would be huge.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I feel like it'd be good. Like I've found so many songs that I've never heard of the artist through TikTok.
Really, man, I'm gonna go create a TikTok account.
You
right
should.
Now. Yeah.
I feel like I'm addicted to it.
Yeah, we have got to do this then.
Yeah.
The first video.
I know. I'll make a TikTok.
Okay, come on. Now we're talking.
Okay, so who is your favorite musician?
By far, John Mellencamp. I'm just such a huge, huge, huge fan.
Yeah, I listened to your Pink House's cover.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I don't know if he's happy about it, but I had to do it.
So he's one of your faves?
Oh, yeah. He's one of my faves. I don't know. He just, growing up in southern Indiana, I mean, obviously, he just talks about the way we grow up, and he talks about it so, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like he hit a chord with small-town America that few people are able to do.
Yeah, I feel like there's very few people in the Midwest that, like, in a song explain the Midwest as well as he does.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a lot of people from the South or like from LA, like the West Coast, East Coast, and then the South, but not the Midwest. So
yeah.
I feel like you two are really the ones.
Yeah, I hope. I would love to carry the flag. Midwest is the best to me, but.
Yeah. I love the Midwest.
Yeah.
So you said you had some sorority girls listen to your songs.
Yeah.
Is that your demographic, sorority girls?
I don't know. I mean,
who's your demographic?
I think, I mean, we're all over the map, really. We got people from 13 to 60, you
okay.
know. But I always did this thing where if we were playing a show, I would go around the sororities and serenade them.
Okay,
and try to get them all to come to the show.
I've seen you on people's Snapchat stories.
Yeah, I thought, you know, it sucks playing to nobody. So I was very heavily involved in Greek life. I think Greek life kind of gets a bad rap sometimes. It's really, there are a lot of great people, and they're very connected, and you get a few people to come, then a lot more might show up. And so I always like, and it's a great way, I really do always sample new songs on them when I'm in there, because I feel like they're kind of can give me a real answer.
Oh, to how like they'll do in the real world. Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've noticed that in your music videos, you always have like a couple or like hot babes, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I would love to know, how do you like determine like which hot babes are in your
I got a couple perverted friends that stalk the internet. So I'm like, go over there and scroll through Instagram, find me. Now I'm going to be like, get on TikTok and find me the next one.
Yeah, there you go.
So
how do you get these people?
A couple of them, like this one gal, Jordan, who was in our Shotgun Rider video. I mean, she's beautiful. She's a workout phenom. I just sent her a DM. I was like, hey, do you want to be in this music video?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Blue check mark has its ways.
It helps.
You know.
It helps.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this guy ain't total creeper.
Yeah.
Now, I had my perverted friend who found her, had he sent her the message.
Yeah, she would have been like, no way.
Nah, get out of here, creep.
You got to be strategic with
it. Yeah.
Thought Shotgun Rider was my favorite for the song, but it's really the
video. Oh, it's just the video for Hank. I see.
So, what do you think's like the key to having a good music video?
Hi, babe.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I think if you can just tap in, it was really fun. A lot of those early videos that I was making with some guys that went to school here, Javi Sotomayor and Ben Wolin, and we're just having fun and just being creative and rented a couple helicopters before. I mean, they didn't have drones out yet, and then
helicopters.
Yeah, we legitimately had a helicopter flying over Lake Monroe for this Beer on a Boat.
Yeah, I remember like when that music video came out. It was big time.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was crazy. So I kind of got away from it because I lost all my friends. They all moved out to LA to keep doing it and working with like G-Eazy and those guys, and they're crushing it and killing it. But now we're getting ready to drop a whole bunch. It's all getting back into making some good music videos. But yeah, I don't know. It's somehow if you can just tap into that story and give something very visually pleasing.
Got it. I love that. And then are you...
I like big. You got to go big.
You big, go big or go home.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you... Hank was on tour with you, right? When are you going on tour next?
Hopefully very soon. We're going to have a bunch of one-off dates earlier in the year. We are trying to use that money that we have. We're going to play the pop world. It's politics, really. Managers and record labels and booking agents are jostling for who's going to open up for who. We're going to try to play that game, and we have a few things in the works, but the better these songs do, the better your TikTok video does.
the better chance you have.
Yeah.
So who would be like your dream person to open for?
Oh man, I think it would be really cool. I think it'd be full circle to do like a Kenny Chesney.
Yeah. Tour. Oh my gosh, that would be epic.
I think that would be just the coolest, because honestly, this is the truth. I don't think I've ever told anybody this on a broadcast.
Yeah.
So many people were like, oh my gosh, did you get to meet him? And because something happened during that contest, because he used to have the winner come out and sing a song with him. Mm-hmm. But I think somebody went out there and screwed it up. And then he stopped it like right before we played.
Got it.
And his manager wasn't there that day, so we didn't even get a meeting. But I told a few people that. I was like, I didn't even get a meeting. And they were so disappointed that I just started lying to people because I didn't want them to be so disappointed that I didn't get a meeting. And so till this day, I mean, I've seen him a couple times and I've seen him in passing, but I've never really like, hey, man, thanks for ruining my life and making me chase country music. You know?
Yeah.
So that would be
a nice handshake.
Yeah. So it would be a cool full circle.
That would be iconic. Especially since you were, like, the winner of his competition.
Yeah, and there's only two people. Of all the people that won, Frankie Ballard's won. He's still out there playing. And I think I'm the only other guy. There's only two people.
Really?
Everybody else quit. It's
so
crazy.
Cool. So, in your, like, when you're touring and stuff, you usually have a green room, right?
Yeah.
What do you ask for to be in your green room?
Musicians
ask for crazy stuff.
Yeah. It's weird. Hank likes diapers for some reason. I don't know why. I'm teasing, I'm joking. We always have like a nice bottle of tequila.
Okay. What tequila?
We'll either do two kind. I don't mind the Milagro because it's cheap and it's affordable and doesn't make us sound too full of ourselves. But there's this Justin Timberlake's tequila 901 by Salsa that's delicious. So I like that, but they don't usually bring that for some reason.
They don't usually bring that.
Yeah, anything but Patron. I'm just not a big Patron guy.
Really?
Yeah, it's all marketing. It's not very good.
Okay, so you're a big tequila guy. Though.
Yeah, I love tequila. But the key is you got to have Fresca. Yeah, so they call it a Palm Springs, or I don't know. My friends call it a Palm Springs.
Okay.
But a little tequila Fresca.
Obviously, I need to do that.
Oh, heck yeah. It's so refreshing.
Okay.
Yeah, locale.
Love that.
Yeah.
See, I usually do like a tequila water, and then I'll just have a little Crystal Light packet.
Nice. That's a good move too.
Low cal.
Yeah, exactly.
And hydrated.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You're probably doing it better.
Hangover, yeah.
Yeah. So we do that. We got a bottle of Makers that's always on the list. Now this is the weird stuff. I put toothpaste on there because I hate buying toothpaste. Finally, I started putting stuff on there that I just don't want to buy at the grocery store.
Shut up.
So I put toilet paper. I put toothpaste. I put shampoo.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What's like the weirdest thing you put besides the toothpaste? I guess.
I would probably say the weirdest thing would be it's not really that weird. I'm just really particular about my chewing gum.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
I want, and I'm so pissed when they don't give me the right kind. I want extra spearmint chewing gum.
Oh, okay. So you like the bright green?
Yeah.
A
lot of it. Because yeah. I go through it like crazy. I chew gum all the time.
Oh, okay.
But that's not really weird. We don't really have anything weird. What we should put something weird on there. What's a good idea to put something weird?
Throw a piece of some weird stuff. I just didn't
want to be that guy that's like, oh man, he's so.
You could make something up.
Yeah. Dang it.
But that's funny. I remember on Ellen, Rihanna was on the show, and she had like a weird.
Really.
Like. Array of things.
Sometimes most of it is just to see if the venue is paying attention.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not about necessarily, I need to have this. It's just about, do you care?
You're respected. Uh-huh. Kind of. Oh, interesting.
Do you have a certain kind of beer that they're supposed to bring? Because it seems like it ranges.
Yeah, they randomly just bring us whatever code beer is there. We're just mostly drunks, I think, I guess.
Whatever it is, you'll not drink.
Gotta have the after, except for Hank, because he's not 21.
He's never drank before. Okay, so I want to play a little game with you before we go into the polls.
Okay.
It's kind of like what Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel do on their shows.
Fun.
And I'm just literally calling it the singing game. So I'm going to say an artist.
Okay.
And you have 5 seconds to, sing one of their songs.
Oh, shit. All right.
All right.
Okay, man, let's see how good this is.
Okay, I'm going to get the clock out.
Oh, man.
And the timer out.
Hope I know them.
I hope you know them, too.
I'm getting nervous now.
Don't get nervous. You'll be fine. Okay, first one is Drake.
Oh, I got that ring back tone. Call me on my cell phone. I'm from Toronto. And I get a lot of hoes, yo.
Great. How was that?
Did that sound like rap?
Yeah. Okay.
Midwestern rap. That is awful.
Okay. Next one is.
I don't even know any of his songs.
Stevie Wonder. 5, 4.
Very superstitious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Writings on the wall.
That was great. I love that.
I wonder if he could see us doing that.
That was a good one. Okay, what about Taylor Swift? 5, 4.
Said someday I'll be living in a big old city, but all you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so
mean?
Yeah!
It's like you're good or something. Okay, Whitney Houston.
Oh, right. Man. Four. I want to dance with somebody.
That's Ooh. Good.
I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Ain't going to go up and hit that high
note. That was good. Okay, a few more. Queen.
Oh. Five. I see a little silhouette of a man. Gallamoose. Can you do the fandango? Thunderbolts are lightning. Very, very frightening. Galileo. Something, yeah.
That was good.
Man, they're great, though. How great is
it? Did you like the movie about them?
I actually did. It strayed from the truth quite a bit, but loved it. Loved it way more than the Elton John movie.
Really? I loved the Elton John one.
Really?
Yes.
See, I wasn't expecting it to be a musical.
Neither was I, but yeah. I was here for it.
I just, something about, it's not that I didn't like it. I did like it, but I liked the Queen.
Got it.
One a little better.
See, I'm the opposite.
Interesting. Well, don't judge me. Don't take your TikTok offer back.
Speaking of Elton John. Yeah. Elton John.
Oh, man.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Goodbye, yellow brick road, where the dogs of society howl.
Wow.
You can't catch me in your penthouse. You know, why was that one?
Great.
He had a song in that one, Moulin Rouge. What was that one called? They sang some of his songs in Moulin Rouge in that
one. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, never mind.
Okay.
He's great. I love him. I hope to see him too. When he comes back.
Two more. Lil Nas X.
Oh, my. I'm just going to not do it. I refuse. I refuse.
Okay, and then Miley Cyrus.
Gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I... Man, it is catchy. You can't help it. It's so catchy.
You did IUDM.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta do it for the kids, man. Anything for the kids.
Exactly. I love that you sing at IUDM.
Oh, yeah. It's a Riley Children's Hospital. Oh, we try to do as many IU... Or not necessarily IUDM, but anything. Any dance marathon.
Is that a Riley?
Actually, yeah, this is, actually is a Riley. We did a thing for.
He's wearing a bracelet.
Yeah, we did a racing. A buddy of mine who's involved in racing had a.
I love that. So Phil's a Riley kid.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice. Okay, last one, Miley Cyrus. 5, 4, 3.
I throw your hands up to playing my song, butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah, moving my hips like yeah. I throw your hands up to playing my song, you know it's gonna be okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a party in the USA.
So great.
She's awesome. I'm a big fan of her.
I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Did you listen to her new album?
I haven't. I don't know if
the one with Mother's Daughter.
Oh no, I've heard that song, but I haven't listened to the whole thing.
You gotta listen to it.
Yeah,
it's very good.
I'll put that on my Spotify when I leave here. Get it cranking.
Okay, well, let's get into the polls.
All right.
So, did you vote in any of them?
I did. No, I didn't yet. I tweeted it out, but then I was on the phone the whole drive up here, which I was going to actually let me vote.
No, it's okay. We'll get your vote right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So. I put this because I'm very interested in what girls think because I have a lot of girl followers. So I said, who's hotter, country artist or rap artist?
What? Duh, country.
You think country?
Duh, by far.
Hello. I think country probably, too.
You can take us home to mom.
62% said country.
Well, that's it, girls.
Let's go.
That's right. Okay. Well, I had to put this one because I'm such a Coachella stan.
Uh-huh.
But Coachella or Stagecoach?
Duh, Stagecoach. Well, I mean, the Stagecoach because I want to play it. So they're out there
you
listening.
So
I want to play it so bad.
I'm going this year. Stagecoach.
Are you?
Yeah.
I would.
You should play.
I don't think we'll play this year, but hopefully maybe next year.
Next year? Oh, my God. Cool. I would freak out.
It'd be cool. You get on that TikTok. You just be backstage.
The whole time. I got you.
It'd be cool.
Good deal. Okay, well, 81% said Coachella, but 19% said Stagecoach.
That's all right. I mean, Coachella's cool. I mean, it's the thing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants to get their Instagram out there.
Yeah, including me. It's like the Influencer Olympics.
Heck yeah.
Okay, do you listen to country music? 57% said yes.
Hey, that's a way to go out there.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Okay, I said country or rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
What do you prefer?
Man, if I could mix it in between, but if I was going to listen to anything, I'd say rock and roll.
Really?
Yeah, I would do rock and roll any day. I would do like that Led Zeppelin to Kiss to, you know, Eddie Money, Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
Van Halen. Guy. Yeah, I just love rock and roll.
Okay. I would say country.
You would?
Yeah, 63% said country.
Really? 60? See, I put Tom Petty. See, how would you go not choose Tom Petty?
I don't know.
Wow.
37% said rock and roll.
Hank would be listening to old Hank Sr. over there.
Old Hank Sr.
Yeah. I'm all my exes. That's George.
Okay. So I was talking to Hank coming up with these polls.
Yeah.
And we wanted to find out some, like, the real fashion advice for you.
Oh.
Trying to help you out.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Just
I need
it. You know, the looks. Because I can only imagine you struggle with figuring out, you know, what's tonight's look.
Well, yeah, duh. It's hard.
Right?
I mean, it's so hard.
So, first one is no scruff or scruff? What do you prefer?
I'm pretty lazy. So, I like to, I mean, obviously, the way I look right now, I'm very hairy because I'm in that Christmas mode. But I like to just have, like, a little stubble. Little scruff, just a little 5 o'clock.
What's a stubble?
Like a little 5 o'clock shadow.
Okay. Okay, Clayton. I would say I don't mind a little scruff.
Yeah.
But I feel like I like clean.
Yeah. That's easier to cuddle up against. Yeah. You don't get all roughed up if you're not supposed to be making out, and then you go, yeah, and like, yeah. Oh my God, you're all red.
You well, 61% said scruff.
Wow.
So
okay, I'm in the money. I'm in the money.
Okay, for guys, do you prefer wearing regular jeans or skinny jeans?
I like a little tapered jean. I don't want them falling off of me, but yeah. I can't paint them on. So definitely not skinny, skinny.
Not skinny, skinny. But like yeah. in the middle, like a hybrid.
Yeah, a little hybrid.
Hybrid action. Well, 62% said regular jeans.
Okay, good, good.
But I feel like it depends on your body type.
It's true. Because this one girl one time says, you need to wear tighter jeans so I can see your butt.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, and that's, man, girls are aggressive on
I
that.
I feel like
row.
Girls, like, girls love country guys' butts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Luke Bryan don't even have a butt, and girls think he's got a butt up there shaking. They're like, oh my gosh.
Dude, what's the weirdest thing a fan has like said to you? Or like requested?
There's been a lot of weird things, but I think the most funniest thing that sticks in my mind is there was a mother and a daughter at a meet and greet line, and they're both getting their picture taken with me, and next thing I know, I feel both their hands going down my back at the same time, about the same speed.
Going down your back.
Down my back, okay. And then they get to my butt, and then both their hands touch, and they're like, they look at each other like, Mom! And it's just like, Sue! Susan, what are you doing?
So they caught, both didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah, they caught each other trying
well, what
to cop
did you
a feel.
Do?
I just laughed the whole time. I was just like, well. Some girls are aggressive and scary. Like, there's been times I'm like, because you can't do anything about it. It's not like,
yeah,
I feel hopeless. Or
what's like your
helpless.
Type in girls?
My type in girls, I don't know. I really like natural. I don't know. I just like a good Midwestern girl, you know,
okay.
Knows how to cook a little and make some biscuits and gravy.
Okay.
Who's fun, who's athletic, can do some things, who likes, I don't know, who's
just
fun.
Do you have
fun.
Any like specific things though? Like for instance, my brother is like, she has to be able to like rock a ponytail. And I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely think, I mean, I don't want to wake up next to somebody that's like scares me.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. She's got to definitely rock them sweatpants and
yeah, I love the sweatpants.
But I've never had like a certain type. I've dated all kinds of different. I mean, I've dated blonde.
You ain't got no type.
Yeah, I'm really about the person. I have to be really connected. I have to like you.
Got it. Okay, so I don't know if I said this already, but 62% said regular jeans. Are you more of a lyrics or a beat person?
The beat and melody comes to me first.
See, I'm more of a beat person too.
Yeah, beat and melody comes to me first, and then if that's not good, then I don't care what you're saying because I'm not going to be able to listen
Same.
To it.
Mm-hmm. 51% said lyrics.
You're wrong.
But 49% said beat. Like that's so close.
Yeah, to me, it's like I don't know. I mean, like. And that's the hard part about songwriting is if you can nail them both, then you're in the money.
Yeah.
Then you're just taking that horse down to the Old Town Road.
Yeah, to the Old Town Road.
You know, because, like, I mean, do we even know what the old... I didn't even know what he was saying for a while.
Well, he explained it. It was about... I listened to him on a podcast, and he was explaining how it's about, like, his life, his...
getting away from, like...
Yeah, getting away from, like, living back home with his, like, family or his sister or something, basically something like that.
Yeah.
And he made it up.
Yeah.
It's not
all
a real thing.
No, it's all. That was a huge stunt. That was all TikTok.
Yeah.
That was all TikTok.
He said he said that the only reason he got big is because of his like Instagram and Twitter. Like he was just clowning on. Like you should clown
yeah,
on.
He just kind of joking about it. And the only reason I ever heard of it is because then Billboard stepped in and said it ain't country, don't play it. And then that's when I first took notice. It's crazy. But,
yeah.
So, yeah, I should just clown around.
Yeah. I feel like if you just like did more like goofy, because you're goofy. If you did more goofy stuff on your Instagram,
thanks,
you would blow up.
You should see his last post.
Yeah, my last post.
I think I looked at it. I saw it.
We're just drinking.
Yeah. Should celebs hook up with fans?
Oh, wow. 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 I always thought that it was in bad taste. I thought that, and I tell the guys when I got these guys in my band, and I told the band members, I said, look, if you hook up with fans and they don't come back, you're fired.
Really?
I said, you better be nice to them. You better be sweet to them.
Yeah.
Because it's just hard. I mean, we bounce around from town to town. I think it's dangerous. Now, if you strike up a conversation and end up, I don't know. I'm just, I guess, I don't know. I guess my mom taught me too good. I don't, I'm not slutty.
Okay.
I'm just not easy. Yeah. I don't know, but I just think it's, I don't, I think it's dangerous. Now, if I, but I have a huge crush on Catherine Winnick, so I would love to, yeah. I'm a big fan. I would love, you know, but.
I mean, if there's anyone you want to be together with, it's your fan.
Yeah, like. So if it's on, if you're asking me when I'm I'm the fan, yes, of course.
Yeah, when you're the fan, yes, but when you're the slab,
nah. No.
Okay, got you. 53% said yes, they should. I'm sure those fans are saying yes. 53% are saying yes, Clayton.
Yeah, I know. I know a couple of people out there like Niall Horan would be like, "Oh yeah, I don't have a boyfriend."
Yeah. Who has a better chance of making it in the music industry, males or females?
Ooh, man, tough question. Huge female movement right now.
Really? Why so?
Because there was a big to-do about country radio not playing enough females on the radio.
Yeah. Do you agree?
I always believed it should be the best song, and there's been times in music history where females in the pop side are getting played all the time, but I think they're putting out great songs. Yeah. I didn't necessarily think a lot of the, this is going to get me in so much trouble. I don't think that necessarily that the females were putting out the best music at the time, but I do.
Think that's completely fair.
But I think that they should have just as fair a shot as anybody. The easiest way to become to get a shot or a record deal is to either be in a band, a duo, or Florida Georgia Line. If those guys were not together, they would never have a record deal. But because they're together, Brooks and Dunn, same way. But because they're together. It works. Dan and Shay, neither one of those guys. Shay Mooney's one of the best singers I've ever heard in my entire life. He is the best singer
iconic.
I've ever heard.
I love their music.
But he wouldn't have a record deal, I don't think, without it being a duo.
Got it. Why do you think the duo helps?
Easier marketing-wise. Sometimes it's just marketing and...
It's just easier to
market. It's better. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Are you going to Stagecoach, by the way? You should.
I'm not for sure. It depends. If we're playing, then we probably won't, but I've been invited and...
You should.
And we'll see if we can... We have a friend of mine has a marketing idea of a way to try to get me on the show last minute, but we'll see. I might do like some kind of private deal.
That would be awesome.
Like one of like the hotels or whatever it is.
I'll get my girlfriends to come.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. 53% said males have a better chance.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that, I mean, if you're talking about solo artists, I would say that the male is going to have a better shot. But there's a ton of, it's just hard.
Yeah.
Music business is the hardest thing I've ever seen. It's so hard.
Yeah. Okay, sad lyrics or happy lyrics?
Oh, well, I guess it depends on how you wake up. I like happy songs myself.
Same. 65% said happy. I feel like the 35%, like, that's a lot of people that like sad.
Yeah. They're out there just...
People relate.
Don't do it. Don't jump off that bridge. Come back.
Yeah.
Come back.
Seriously. Okay. Taking the risk and pursuing your passion or playing it safe and doing something that you don't love.
Pursue that passion. You've got to. Don't have any... I just... Regrets are like the biggest fear to me.
82% agree, and they say,
Man, we crushed that one.
I say take the risk. Does college set you up for your professional career?
Yes and no. I learned nothing at Indiana. I took a guitar class at IU, and it didn't really take, it was just a goof off class. But without going to Indiana University, I don't think I'd be here. I met so many people, and we got to play to so many. It's such a cool university, big university, and we got to play to so many people that's carried on into bigger cities. And that's kind of why we play college towns, is because eventually you're going to go off to a city.
Got it.
And it's constant work. But, yeah, I would say yes, but I would say it's more about getting into college and networking and –
kind of the social aspect.
Yeah, meeting people and...
I would agree with that completely. Unless, I guess, you have, like, a very straightforward career where your major, like, sets you up.
Yeah. If you want to be a nurse...
Perfect.
Then, yeah, you definitely. But I think if you're going to be in some kind of entrepreneurial role or if you're going to be in business, then you definitely, it's all about
who you know.
Yep.
55% said yes.
Okay. That's good.
45% said no. Do you like it when guys wear hats? I was like asking this for girls. Do you like wearing hats?
Yeah, I like wearing a ball cap. I've never been a cowboy hat kind of person, but I like wearing a ball cap too.
Yeah. 78% said yes. I like it when guys wear hats.
I'm going to put mine on now.
Yeah. When guys wear hats, do you prefer the hat forwards or backwards?
I guess it depends on the hat that I'm wearing. Sometimes it feels better forward. Sometimes it feels...
But what would you vote?
I would say the majority of my life, my hat has been backwards.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. 73% said forward.
Oh, wow. Wow, man. I'm so far down there. Dang it.
But 27% said backwards.
I'd say the majority of my life, it's been backwards.
Okay. Now I had to ask this one. Don't get offended. I said, do you look like a douche if you wear your hat backwards?
Oh, man.
What do you think? Probably no.
I mean, it depends on how you wear it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're wearing it like, I don't know. I don't want to be mean because I have some of my friends that used to wear them like that. But
wear them like what?
I don't know. You know, I mean, you look like a douche doing anything these days. But no, heck no, you don't look like a douche. I wear my hat backwards all the time. Keeps me aerodynamic.
Okay. Well, 51% said yes, but 49% said no.
Man, I'm going to retweet that one out there and try to see if we can change that one up.
I feel like the way you wear it is not douchey.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks. Makes me feel a little better.
No, I'm for real. Because you usually wear like, what, like a flannel or like a nice t-shirt or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely pretty plain.
Did not vote yes on that one.
Okay, tequila or whiskey? I think it's our last poll.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I've been on a huge tequila kick.
I'm a tequila girl, too.
Yeah. It's just easier. It just goes down easier.
Yeah,
that
I love it.
Dehydrate and rehydrate at the same time.
Yes.
Is a great model.
Exactly. Things work smarter, not harder, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, is there anything else you'd like to promo or besides your new songs coming out?
Yeah, I think that's about it. Just we need all the fans we can get right now. So if you want to follow us on Instagram or Twitter, it's at Clayton Anderson. We're out there on Facebook. Just look up Clayton Anderson or just Google Clayton Anderson and we'll take you. We'd love to have you follow us on Spotify so you'll get updated as soon as we put the new songs out.
Got it.
And Apple Music.
Go play a song.
Yeah, play all of it. You don't even have to turn it up. I get paid about a penny a stream, so just you can put the volume down and just keep letting that baby turn.
Yeah, play him, go DM him, go like his photos and stuff. Hopefully you'll start posting more goofy stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna get into TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're gonna make
it happen. That'd be fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for giving me a little of that juice.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, well, guys, be sure to follow me and Clayton on Instagram. Mine's at TK's Juicy Polls. Without following me, you can't vote in the polls, and then you can't be a part of the pod. So thanks so much for listening. Be sure to make someone's day this week, and peace.